Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
All day we'll be doing Del Bonnings,
and they're going to hit another major errors. Welcome to the GOC. The GOC is going to trade as better as the grid of a gold. I'm at 646-727-3649. I think it's back at this point. I'm going to run in the grid of a gold another year. You want to be a sponsor of the Cove, email me. And if you want to send news, it's Gary and Gray at BlackIdy.com or North19ATT.net. Also, see my Bruce Market at 600 Liberty Street, Ocean, California. 510-235-1233. Living in a former magazine with Dorian Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Check it out Sunday afternoon with an informational radio program. Sounds by the radio. Sounds by the radio. On WVON, 1090 AM Chicago. With roundtables, report roundtables at WVON online. Also, Michael Lewis Ingram with Soul Radio in the Raw every Saturday at 11:01 Pacific time to 4 Eastern time. If you have a weak heart, don't you go over here, don't you go over here. It's strong and it's real. Speak your mind, 718-508-9216. Get your Philly groove on with the Soul Patrol from New York City and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My secondary home, WCLM 1450 and WCLMonline.com. With the sports talk, with Cowboy Reggie Howell, with Tony Cobb, the G-Man Glenn Brown, and all fame coach Lou Henderson. Get the latest HBCU news, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern time. If you want to get to hear old school music, listen to P.T. Brown, the P.T. Brown, get down. Weekdays, and we cannot forget little old Mystery Man on Saturday afternoons in the WCLM 1450 and WCLMonline.com. The Art and Soul of Richmond, Virginia. Also, Will Rogers, CEO of BSN. And the BSN Money Writers. We can't forget the 07 and the 609.
If you're looking for real talk on sports, politics, and other important issues, tune in to the Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. L.A. Bachelor and Tony McClain look to enlighten, empower, and educate people on the topics that people are talking about, but discuss them from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. It's sports, breaking news, updates, politics, great guests, and music in between. It's the Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen at www.thebachelorpad.biz. That's www.thebachelorpad.biz. Follow us at facebook.com/padnation and at Pad for Truth on Twitter. That's at Pad4Truth.
Hi, this is the Kathleen Wells Show. For those who'd like to sink their teeth into some real information about politics and world affairs, check out me, the Kathleen Wells Show, which airs Wednesdays at 11 on KCAA. Thought-provoking, riveting guests, engaging and dynamic conversation, politicians and public figures, things of local and national interest. You won't want to miss it. Tune in every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. It's the Kathleen Wells Show. Don't miss it. 11 o'clock every Wednesday, right here on 1060.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, well, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because I've never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts, Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
About 2 years ago. And Mr. D'Antoni quit on the New York Knicks. The Knicks didn't fire him. He quit in the middle of the season after Jeremy Lin went down with ankle injury. He wasn't coaching anymore. Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson got their wish, and they got Mike Brown out of position. And Mike Brown is a good coach. Mike Brown had to deal with LeBron James and the young Cleveland Cavaliers. And he took them to 4 straight playoffs years, 2 straight finals, and 1 NBA final. So Mr. Brown can coach. I tell you, if it wasn't for Brown, they would never have made the playoffs in the first place. So, Laker fans, you got your wish. You got the Antonio. Now you're going to go suffer through many, many games of 120, 130, and losing. Yeah, they won again that night, but yeah, that's rare occasions. And Kobe and the gang can play basketball. These guys are not young bloods. I mean, they can play the game. Major League Baseball on Tuesday got the awards, the first of the awards. As expected, Rookie of the Year, Mike Trout of the LA Angels, and Bruce Harper of the Washington Nationals. And I don't mind these two young men winning the Rookie of the Year, but the media and Major League, they're trying to make these guys into heroes. They're rookies. They're rookies of the year. That's all they are. Mike Trout is a good ball player. Bruce Harper is a good ball player. But stop making it into this guy's life figures. 1 year, okay? Come on now. Oh, Miami. We're going to do Miami. He unloaded 5 players, unloaded a coach, and the 5 players are going to Toronto Blue Jays. Josh Johnson, Mike Burley, ex-New York Mets, Jose Reyes, and Emilio Barbuco, and John Buck will be going to Toronto Blue Jays. And watch out, folks. The Toronto Blue Jays could win the American League East Division. With all these players, and with the rebuilding of the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox. Manager of the Year on Tuesday, Davey Johnson of the Washington Nationals, and Bob Melvin of the Oakland A's. Now, the Oakland A's once again get another trophy, another award, as Billy Bean gets the General Manager of the Year award. I have a question for you, A's fans. When's the last time they got to the championship game? When's the last time they won a series? Yeah, getting a award is fine, but you had to win the big one. And the A's haven't done it yet. Wednesday, what happened in Miami and the Marlins, it never happened again. and started with us again. And the Fidel Castro statement. And the Tuesday with the yard sale, the whole team. And if I'm a Marlins fan, I'm doing it in my hat. I'm doing it in my Marlins jersey. I'm burning up my Marlins pennant. And of course, Uncle Bud, Bud Zillig, has said nothing. Uncle Bud has condoned the sale of the Marlins. And Uncle Bud, by saying, should do what Commissioner Bowie Crew did 40 years ago, when owner Charles O. Finley tried to unload 5 Oakland A's who were world champions. He tried to sell Adam to New York, Adam to Cleveland, and Bowie Crew said, no, we have that. Bud is responsible for the game. Bud, Mr. Zillig, should be commissioner of baseball, not the commissioner of owners. This is the owner's move to save money. I'm going to tell you this. The Miami Marlins just built a brand new stadium. I bet you it will be empty this year. Quarterback Brian Edwards was drafted by Pittsburgh Steelers. And Ben Roethlisberger had multiple injuries, broken ribs, broken shoulder, and Edwards was playing for against the Baltimore Ravens. Man, what a time to come in the game. The Baltimore Ravens. Well, we'll see tomorrow. News flash. For all you men who are loving Open Solo, forget about it. The U.S. Southern Goldie is now married. He married ex-Seattle Seahawks Jeremy Stevens last weekend. And guess what, folks? Stevens was arrested for alleged domestic violence. And this is a disaster waiting to happen. Oh, Zolo and Jeremy Stevens, trust me, they'll be in the news again. Hey, New York Mets, finally, the New York Mets get an award. R.A. Dickey gets win the National League Cy Young Award. Congratulations to New York Mets and R.A. Dickey. And David Price, David Bay Rays, win the American League Cy Young Award in the closest voting in history. And look, Jason Verlander is good, but Jason Verlander is almost won the award on last year's record. Now, Jason Verlander had a good season this year, but not as good as Mr. Bryce. And Mr. Bryce won this thing in a landslide. But baseball, being baseball, Philadelphia is Thursday, Philadelphia went into complete mourning. Let me explain to you what I mean. The Philadelphia Flyers are not playing at all. The Philadelphia Eagles. the Sixers lost to the Detroit Pistons, the worst team in the NBA. And then, one of their prize singer and songwriter, Major Harris, passed away. The lead singer for Del Bonnings of the 60s and 70s, with an outstanding hit, Love Won't Let Me Wait, 1976. I remember that, when we were at SIU. Del Bonnings, the great towns of Philadelphia. I hope they have a better week next week. MLB handed out the league's MVP. And of course, Buster Posey, catcher for the San Francisco World Champion Giants, won for National League. And this was a no-brainer. Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers of the American League. I'll tell you the thing. If they had not given Miguel Cabrera the American League MVP, I was not going to watch many baseball games in 2013. Trust me. It's Friday. Did you do homework? Did you buy a bag? Did you support black businesses? If not, that's your homework for next week. Buy black. I don't mean Black Friday either. I mean the other support your black businesses. All right, Melky Cabrera. We're playing together and joining the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'll tell you, look out, Yankees. Look out, Red Sox. Look out, Orioles. It's gonna be a rock-a-sack robot up at Toronto with the Blue Jays. They could be back in the race with Melky Cabrera batting fifth or sixth in their lineup. You said basketball star Muhammad was reinstated but he had to pay back $1,000. And this is a joke. The NCAA forced this kid to be suspended for 3 games and pay back money that people gave to him. And the NCAA guys had to do a better job of this. And I had to learn the story for a little time. Deion Sanders, not a happy giver. He told Channel 8 WFAA Dallas Fort Worth and to a white reporter that you're an African American killer. Now, what he meant was, reporter criticized Deion Sanders' president school, and reporter, but for no reason, said the school should be closed. Now, Deion Sanders opened the school, built the school, paid for the school, and African American kids are getting education. What WFAA that was what Words TV did was create controversy when controversy wasn't needed. Now, Deion could spend money on clothes, could spend money on housing, could spend money on women. No, Deion built a new school in the Dallas Fort Worth area for African American kids. NWFA criticized it. Channel 8. And the climate in America, the bling Social Code in America is really getting bad. And we need to stop this foolishness. And we need to give praise to the D.R. Sanders for doing what he did. He had to do that at all. There's sad news from University of Tennessee. Tamika Oslaw, the Center for the University of Tennessee Lady Volunteers, and the WNBA, San Antonio Silver Spurs, is in jail. And she's in jail because she bashed her ex-girlfriend's car to smithereens. And she was arrested for alleged domestic abuse. So she's dead all weekend in the Fulton County Jail this weekend. We hope the best for Tamika Oslaw, one of the greatest players in University of Tennessee history. I hope she gets her life together and get out of jail and get straightened. Lady Cardinal, last night, Lady Cardinal beat the number one Lady Bears of Baylor, 71-69. Brittany Grenier missed a free throw. They scored 22 points. But Stanford beat Baylor, ending their 42-game streak. Led by Janae Awomika. At least scored 18 points in the Ohio and Hawaii Classic. And play again tonight. Big ups for the HBCU ladies. Hey, congratulations to HBCU ladies. They did very well last night. Lady Aggies from North Carolina A&T beat Iona 66-59. And the Lady Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman beat United Florida 71-61. And the Lady Pirates of Hampton University beat up the ranked LSU Lady Tigers 81-71. So we got three schools, HBCUs, who win their first game of the year. Lady Aggies of A&T, Lady Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman, and Lady Pirates of Hampton University. Congratulations to all three schools. And it might be a good year for HBCU ladies basketball. In soccer, Lady Birds, Lady Cardinals, soccer team moves on to the Sweet 16. As they beat the Lady Santa Clara Broncos in the Northwestern Regional. The Bears did not make it with a 16-6 record. Congratulations to Lady Cardinal at Stanford as they move on to the semifinals in NCAA soccer. We'll take a break and we'll go with Major Harris and the Vikings. I won't make you wait.
It's
the college. NCAA.
And the Wildcats need
known as Albert Bison, and their season, and the Black College Bowl, the Tennessee State Tigers, number one, Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, number two, Arkansas Fire and Bluff Golden Eagles, number three, Jackson State Tigers, number four, and the Alabama State Hornets, number five. In the mid-majors bowl, Winston-Salem State Rams, number one, Tuskegee Golden Tigers, number two, Mills Golden Bears, number three, Fort Valley State Wildcats, number four, and then Elizabeth State Vikings slip down, number five. They have all the bowls in the week. And the CIAA, we have to give a congratulations to the Winston Rams as they defeat the Elizabeth City State Vikings 34-17 in the CIAA championship game last week. And the IAC division game, which will be a couple of weeks. Tuskegee Golden Tigers. Well, actually, last week, the Golden Tigers blew up the Fort Valley State 55-24 as last week. And Elizabeth State University Rams will play the Tuskegee Golden Tigers for the Pioneer Bowl at the Pioneer Bowl in a couple of weeks. There you have the college. Oh, I got the scores here. I'm like, oh, excuse me. Get the scores here and the schedules before I leave the college and the swank Missouri Valley State at 6:30. I'm at AM at Auburn. Thursday is at Alcorn, and Prairie View is at Arkansas Five Bluff today. In the Missouri Valley, North Dakota State is at Illinois Dayton, Indiana State is at Youngstown Dayton, South Dakota is at South Dakota Dayton, Western Illinois is at Carbondale. SIU, and Missouri State is at Iowa. And we did the MEAC, let's get a complete MEAC. Delaware State is at Howard. Hampton is at Morgan Dayton. Savannah State is at Shanghai Dayton. And we did the last two. Florida A&M at Bethune-Cookman. And we got A&T Aggies at North Carolina Central. And there you have the scores of the day. And we'll take another break for and now voting. This is over. Thank you. back in the day. We all know what day was. 70s. We go on with Raiders lose 55-28 to the Baltimore Ravens in the battle of 8-1 teams. The Chicago Bears outlast the Texans. Right, the Texans outlast the Bears 13-6 on a muddy, rainy field in Chicago. And people are still asking, you did the best team and the best team ever. The answer is yes, folks. You did not tell color. As X-Raider Jason Campbell visited the game. Monday night, the Pittsburgh Steelers, at the time, and lose the quarterback Roethlisberger, and they defeat the Kansas City 16-13. Roethlisberger will be out for a while. And that's five quarterbacks out on one weekend with concussions or injuries. The NFL already have rule changes, but the quarterback, he has to learn to get down early or run, i.e. Michael Vick. 39, Miami at Buffalo. This game was a weird game. The Buffalo Bills of the Miami Dolphins, 19-14, keeping Buffalo's faint, very faint hopes alive with defense. And the word gets up. Are you listening to the Lakers? Defense. The Bills won with defense. As we continue. Before we get to the NBA, and get this, the last weekend of buys, everybody's playing the weekend, everybody as the way it should be. The Green Bay Packers at Detroit, the Aaron Rodgers and the Lions Oaks, played at Washington, and now this is a pride game. Now Whitney looking for the future. Indian at New England at old school against new school. And the coach right the arm of Andrew Luck. While basketball with old man Brady. And the big game of the week is Pittsburgh hosting the Baltimore Ravens. And the Steelers has a great life without Big Ben. And this could be for the AFC Northern Division crown. And this game will answer many, many questions who will face the Texans in the AFC Championship game. Monday night is another big game. It's Chicago at San Francisco. Both the Niners and Bears need this game to keep their lead in their division. Both will start backup quarterbacks due to injury. And there you have the NFL lineup for this week. We got a call for Jersey. This is a Jersey to up here. Welcome to the call.
Hello, Gary.
What's up?
Oh, that was good news about Hampton. And good news about A&T, too.
And Bethune-Cookman.
Okay, and Bethune-Cookman. You're right.
All three of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm concerned about these football players that are getting concussions. Are they just acknowledging them now, or have they been occurring all along and left undiagnosed? Or is it that they are paying more attention to the injury and the type of injury and the side effects from the injury?
Well, they're paying more attention to the injury now. Before, in the old days, you would get dinged, and okay, where are you at? What day is it? Who's the president? And go back out of the field again.
Oh, my.
Now you don't do that.
Okay.
You get injured, and if you get, they say, okay, what day is it? Who's the president? Where are you at? What's the score of the game? And if you can't answer all my questions correctly, you're not playing.
That sounds like it's a positive thing that's going on in football, but
also the NFL needs to get a better helmet.
I was going to ask about that.
The helmet down in NFC, they have it already built, but the NFL is not going to use the helmet because it doesn't sound good on TV.
It doesn't sound good.
Okay, let me straighten it out for you here. On TV, when you hear somebody tackle somebody, there's a crunchy sound.
Yeah.
Okay? This new helmet does not give a sound because it's air cushioning. So that crunchy sound is not there. And that's what the NFL is telling people. It's that crunchy sound.
Please.
I'm being serious here.
People's lives are endangered.
I agree. But see, this is the mentality of the NFL. What do you see in the NFL moves? You see outstanding tackles. We know it. That's the NFL.
So they need to take another look at it.
Well, I'm waiting for one of the players to sue the NFL. That's what I'm waiting for.
Do you think that will change that?
Yep. Money will talk, nobody walks.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's going to take.
Well, Roethlisberger is out and Michael Vick is out. Who else is out?
Jay Cutler is gone. Smith is gone for the Niners. The Niners, the Bears, the Steelers, the Eagles.
Wow.
It happened last year, too. What's happening right now? Sadie happened last year at this very time. Five quarterbacks down.
Wow.
We are again. You're literally saying that over again.
Oh, my.
Okay, so we have to change. We have to change our philosophy in football.
Well, I don't know what the Eagles are going to do because didn't they put somebody in Vic's place last year, last week, and he didn't do well.
Well, that's a rookie.
Yeah.
And rookie don't do well. And he's going to start tomorrow.
Oh, my. The rookie?
Yeah, he's going to start tomorrow.
Oh, my.
And I didn't think he was going to get beat down by watching the football club tomorrow.
Mm.
Because it's in Washington, RG3 is already upset because he lost last week. So Robert Griffin III is going to be on fire.
Mm.
It's going to be a long day for the Eagles tomorrow.
Mm.
Very long day.
Mm-hmm.
I predict that Mr. Reed is going to find a new job. I think on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be in Seattle by the end of 2018.
In Seattle?
Yeah, that's right where it's gonna be heading.
Oh.
He won't be able to be that dear.
Wasn't he headed that way once before?
Yeah, well, it's not in Miami. That might be true this time.
Okay.
Because the Eagles need a new voice. A new leader, because they're not getting it. I mean, he's speaking with nobody listening.
Mm.
No, you gotta change the voice.
Okay. What happened with the fans and Tim Tebow? I shouldn't ask you that question, but I just I've been hearing, and he's kind of fallen out of grace.
Okay, let me give you an example. You're a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you are a teacher. Now, if you know another teacher that's not doing their job, what do you do?
I try to get them to do it.
Well, what if we can't do it, well, then what?
Oh, well, that's a different story.
Zane, the guy, is a real great teacher, but he can't do his job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Is there something else that, is there another position that he can play well?
Tim Tebow will be a great running back. Tim Tebow could be a great tight end. Tim Tebow is a horrible quarterback. Period. He's a horrible quarterback. He cannot throw more than 40, 50 yards. But because of what covers Tim Tebow?
Okay.
All right. Now, if Tim Tebow were black, we talk about it.
Okay.
We know where we are ready. That's the hypocrisy of Major League Sports. When you have a mediocre athlete who gets the accolades of the media and the press, where that same athlete is black, he gets criticized for doing exactly the same thing.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Hmm.
This is about the other professional sports.
Okay.
All right. Example. This week, they were like, all the awards out. I'll tell you, I was close to the edge of quitting baseball. Seriously, quitting baseball. And they did not give the MVP award to Miguel Cabrera. Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown. And they're trying to tell me that, wasn't that, I can't even say, kid name, the rookie and the Angels, LA Angels were better than Cabrera.
Mm.
And they gave that rookie the MVP award, I was done. Baseball.
Mm.
Because there have only been 10, let me repeat that again, there have only been 10 people in baseball and won a Triple Crown.
Mm.
In 130 years.
Mm.
And you're going to tell me this guy deserves the MVP?
Mm.
No. Stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad that turned out the way that it did.
Well, you ain't the only one. I was back all my baseball caps.
Mm-hmm.
All my baseball caps, but it went forever. That happened.
And you have a lot of baseball caps.
That's right. I've been at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, I don't mind you It's a political agenda. What about Obama has done has raised the ante. Well, Obama has raised the ante. And people are looking at this differently now.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Obama has done.
Well, one thing I find that he does is that he does not, he takes the cover off of stuff and exposes.
That's what I'm talking about. What he has done is he, look, you have Pat Buchanan going crazy this week because he won an election. Pat Buchanan, we all know who Pat Buchanan is. He said that Obama winning the White House was the end of the white race.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said. Okay. Now, wait a minute. You are a child of God, and you're saying this guy nonsense? What's wrong with your mind? Okay? And because he has a TV program, he gets away with it. You have Rush Limbaugh going, the President of the United States calling him Santa Claus. Okay? He's going, the leader of our country, Santa Claus. Okay?
He finds anything to talk negative about. I don't listen to him. I don't want to hear what he says. And I know there are people that listen to him and believe what he says, but the man is sick, mentally ill. Okay. Anybody?
It all goes back to one word.
Respect.
And read the break there, real clear.
Yeah.
Respect. What it means to me, Nancy.
Yes.
Until these wacko left wing crazies gain their respect. We will have brought the. Mr. Limbaugh and Mr. Hannity and Mr. Buchanan has a bully pulpit with nobody to correct them. Mr. Limbaugh, Mr. Hannity, and Mr. Buchanan can say anything and get away with it. With no repercussions whatsoever.
Oh, I'm sure there are repercussions. We just don't get it in the news.
Well, a couple years ago, I don't know what Mr. Limbaugh did, but sponsors began pulling out. That's the only way that they could get these guys, the sponsors. Once you attack the sponsors, you get to that. They wake up. And what people need to do all over the country, what people need to do, and listen to Rush Limbaugh one day, only one day a week. Write down all his brothers that he had. And you write his brothers and say, look, if you get in this with this man, I will not be buying your product. And trust me, this nonsense will stop. My question to all these brothers What are you doing smarter than men?
Well,
women.
The same way that Macy's is supporting.
That's right.
So, there are people that, you know, money talks. So, unfortunately.
So we need to do an old style boycott. That's what we need to do.
It's coming.
Money talks, nobody walks.
It's coming.
And Mr. Limbaugh needs a lesson in civility.
He's steeped in ignorance that it's going to take more than boycotting. But
I'm gonna say this guy
be on the air.
This guy needs to be in jail. You know why?
No.
He's a drug addict.
Oh.
He was caught with multiple suspicions.
Oh.
Right. And what did he get? He got smacked on the wrist. Now, see, again, America does not play games. If Rush Limbaugh were African American, he'd be underneath the jail.
Hmm.
But Rush Limbaugh, because of who he is, he gets smacked on the wrist and he moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? American justice is American injustice. Until we start fooling around with this, you know, the prison system, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read an article the other day. There are more African American men in jail under the age of 25 than there are out of jail. Does that make sense?
No, but I'm not surprised about the statistics.
Because people would be like, what is wrong with that picture?
They do stupid stuff.
Okay, do they do stupid stuff, or does the law say it that way that they can do more stupid stuff?
Well, yeah, that too. But they do stupid stuff.
Like what I was saying is DWI,
right, is, we're really getting off track here, but that's all right.
What I'm saying is you have a rogue police officer just looking for people to arrest. Okay?
Right.
And most officers are good officers. I get wrong, folks. Most police officers are good officers.
But you have some every now and then that...
That's right, yeah. One clown who doesn't carry nonsense.
Mm.
Okay, everybody at police force knows who it is and nothing.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that we really have to take a second look at what that Second Amendment really says, and what it allows people to do.
Well, I got 2 days with my Colby Caravan. Colby Caravan, I want you to write the Senate, write the House, write the President. We want a voting rights bill. Now, the Voting Rights Act, which is right now is the act, meaning the Voting Rights Bill.
Mm-hmm.
In the Voting Rights Bill, we get the bill into law. Right now, any president can veto the act. And guess what, folks? African Americans cannot vote. Hello, get a clue.
Mm-hmm. senators and their
better wake up
congressmen to do just that, right?
That's right. And the number two thing, 2014, there are 35 senators up for re-election.
Who
that? You need to get them out of office. 2014 is the most important election of our lifetime.
Mm.
Because it's the midterm and all the senators are up for re-election.
Mm.
You want to get a Tea Party people out of here? It's time to get them out of here.
Mm.
2014. That is our goal. Get these guys out of office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Well, we got two things. The 2014 vote and the bill, the voter rights bill.
Right. Okay.
That's what we got to do.
We got our marching orders.
Get it right.
Yeah. Okay, Gary, it's been good.
Welcome to the goal.
Yeah. One more.
We have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
And I'll talk to
Gary,
you.
Man.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Gary, man. We're going to take a break. A bit more Del Bonnie. And it's all gone. All right. Major.
The last race of the year.
guys will be knocked down, drag out battle. And they had a real knockdown, drag out battle between the two big crews, Gil Harvick and Jeff Gordon. And Jeff Gordon ran the Clip Boyer and the pitch grew after each other. Jimmy Johnson blew a tire. And at the end of this day, and gave Golowski the 20-point lead going into the last game at Homestead Racetrack. Tomorrow, watch it. I'm serious. If you never watch NASCAR, this is the one to watch. If Golowski goes 15 or better, he wins the Sprint Cup. In the PGA, Johnny Belgian win the longest name golf tournament I've ever seen. The Children's Miracle Network Hospital Classic. This week they're in Hong Kong with a Hong Kong Classic. On the women's side, Christy Gerwitz with the Lorena Ochoa Classic in Mexico, meeting South Korea MB Park by one stroke as Daisy Lewis is Player of the Year. In tennis, Japan's oldest player, 42-year-old Kamiko Date Crum, loses to Russian Emilia Sabatina in the championship round of the Royal Indian Open. In the last tournament of the year, Victoria Azarenka from Belarus ends up number one. Maria Sharapova, number two for Russia. Serena Williams, number three. Tennis Nali, number seven, with her consistent play, and fellow American Kai Wozniacki is in 10th place after a bad finishing of the year. The American Tennis Federation has real issues. After the top two Americans, Wozniacki and Williams, and nobody else is fighting in the top 30. And we all know that Venus is injured, so she doesn't really count. But now she would actually probably be a top 10 too. Now my question to the American Tennis Federation, when are you going to call Mr. Richard Williams? When are you going to ask him, how did you get not one champion, but two champions, which is what he did? On the American side, it's a big four all year long, and nobody else. The farthest is America, John Isner is ranked 14th, and Sam Querrey ranked 22nd. Again, winning has Richard Williams, who produced not one champion, but two champions, to get American tennis on track. Okay, the top four. Like I said, the big four. Novak Djokovic from Serbia. Roger Federer from Switzerland. Andy Murray from Scotland, England. And Rafael Nadal from Spain. And these four guys have ruled the tennis world all season long. No American is in sight. And there you have it for today. have a good weekend. And a good week. Don't eat too much turkey this week. Have a good turkey day. Go to blackaddy.com. I say WCNM, 1450WCNM, online.com. Art and Soul, Richmond, Virginia. With Cowboy Reggie. Michael Lewis Ingram, and Soul Radio in the Raw. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Master Man. But the Master Man, .biz, North Carolina. And CEO, Roll Rogers, BSN, New York City, New York. Doreen Wade, New England Informer Magazine, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. And G.Y. Bruce Burkett. And out to the California. Have a good weekend, a good weekend. And come in the Cove next time. We're going to end the day with Mr. Major Harris. With his sad song. Whoa, we got Michael. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, G, sorry I was in transit, brother, but I had to try to catch you before you were off.
We were
talking about my Delphonics.
Major Harris.
Well, I tell you, Major was an integral part of the group. He wasn't part of the original group.
Right.
But his song, I mean, there are guys who sing for a living who want to have one song that produces that effect like that.
Yeah.
And he did Love Won't Make Me Wait.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely was taking care of business for a lot of brothers. He was warming up some bedrooms. Ain't no lie about that. And you know what? What's cool about the song, guy, is it's not one of those songs where, you know, you hear the kids, and I say the kids in comparison, like the Keith Sweats and everybody who's vamping for 50 seconds. No, he's like, look, I need to have you close to me.
That's right.
You know, tell that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to give you all this. I'm letting you know. I want it now. Get that sucker up now. And everybody understood exactly what he was saying.
I was a soundboard, as I covered him. Mm-hmm. And at night, I was all here.
Love won't make me wait. You got that right. There's some true stuff. And I think the combination of the lyric and how he sung it so sincerely makes the song stand the test of time. And I'm not saying some of these younger guys can't sing or nothing like that. It's not about the, it's the way that love songs were approached. You know, no vamping, clear diction. You understand every word you're saying. Every word, you know. So if you can't sing, you ain't got to say nothing. Yo, Major, here you go, brother. Take care of it.
Michael, I look at the old Philadelphia groups like the Intruders, the Unifigs, all those guys, the Isley Brothers,
OJs, all of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that, what they were saying, I mean, you knew what they were saying, you knew how they said it, it wasn't any nasty stuff, it was just like clear, right out of clear blue, man.
Exactly. But I think you got to remember, Gary, the approach that the Philly sound took was all-encompassing. You had groups that chose to stick to a certain genre.
Yeah.
I mean, the Delphonics didn't make up the term sexy soul. You know, that's just what they did.
Yeah.
You know, and the same with the Moments and other groups like that.
Mm.
And you saw that even if the Delphonics could sing up-tempo stuff, because every now and then they do a song like Funny Feeling or something like that,
that
might be a little medium tempo, but for the most part, they understood what made them most effective. Their genre was to sing love songs, and that's exactly what they did. They didn't try to reinvent the wheel by coming up with something other than what they did. The Moments, Unifix, Intruders, all
yep.
of them.
Hey, you know what?
They probably
could have
done it, but they didn't want to.
You know what? Nobody did it. No other group did. They had it on the A side and the B side. Both sides.
That's right. Well, you know, this is something that people who are aficionados of black radio understand. Because the black stations used to play the B side of the songs from time to time. For WWRL, which was our station at the time, you caught that. Every now and then they got hip to it and they realized, well, okay, you played When You Get Right Down to It, but Round and Round is an awesome tool. Round and Round as well. And when they realized they were making strong songs that appeal to everybody, then it made for better albums, obviously, and it also made for better live shows because, you know, you didn't want to hear just the so-called hit side.
Right.
You know, there were people who were waiting for, you know, Wilbur Hart to go, and oh, you gotta love me, because they knew it was the love like it was, you know, everybody was going, you know, it was like, oh, yeah. It's time, you know, and all the brothers had to do was kick back because, you know, the Delphonics was doing the work for them. It's the same thing with Barry White. You took a girl to Barry White, you know you was getting laid. And I ain't trying to be profane when I say that. It's the truth. It was about romance, you know. Barry was going to run that down to y'all, and y'all ate it up.
Yeah.
And we ate it up because we loved it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the Delphonics did. You know, in the world of groups like the Delphonics and the Moments and the Dells, etc., there were no bitches or hoes or skanks or skeezers.
Mm.
You know, the girls were true loves.
They were
queens. They were to be admired and desired, and they sang for us. Because that was my awkward time, and I knew when the Delphonics was on, them brothers were singing for me. Back then, I needed all the help I could get. Lights in the basement, all that good
stuff.
Yes. all part of the era that, you know, they always talk about innocence being lost and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, they can make fun of it if they want, but we, our heads and our hearts were in the right place because we didn't look at the potential partners as just a piece of you-know-what. It was like, we might have wanted that, but we sure didn't approach it that way.
No.
Because we had to approach them proper.
Well, I think America has lost that beauty, that misery. The misery is gone now.
Well, I would say to the audience, to the Cold Caravan crew, that romance should never be out of season.
That's right.
No matter whether it's been a day or 50 years or whatever time frame it is, you know, you got to appreciate your partner. And I want to relate this because it just happened. My cousin passed away earlier, actually last week, and we had the memorial service and the funeral yesterday. But her husband of 43 years found her, or rather declared her love for her when he heard a song called I'm an Average Guy by The Masquerade.
Oh,
and when he heard the first line, if I were a rich man,
yes.
he was singing that all night long to my cousin. And and I knew, you know, as funny as it was, he had found his queen. It reminded me of the scene in Coming to America where Eddie is singing because he found the woman. We all, if we're being honest with each other, we all have moments like that. If we haven't, we sure should have moments like that where we can proclaim our love for somebody like that either through our own song or through someone else's song. And it's a shame that she had to go to join the ancestors when she did, but the beauty in knowing that love was cemented by, you know, a bunch of brothers who sang, I'm an average guy and I don't know how to love you. And all of those things that mattered most, they were able to say for him and get his point across and help to cement a strong relationship for over 40 years. Now, that's a true blessing. And that's why we can never take for granted the contributions of beauty that come through song and having people understand the words behind it. So, Well, I got to tell you, the Beggar's Banquet we do every month next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday the 25th. Will be our thank you version where we will all give thanks from the love side, and the music will indicate as same. And on our next edition of Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, which will be this Wednesday on the 21st, everybody, myself included, we're all going to take time before we jump into the menu of subjects to talk about, to give thanks and talk about things that we are thankful for. So if you are up and if you are preparing the turkey to put his ass in the oven and all that stuff, just chill with us and whatnot. We're going to keep it relaxed. We'll always do what we do and whatnot, but I hope you will join us 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Gary's time out there on the West Coast. Everybody have a great weekend. Please go safe and be well.
You know, I'm gonna end my
Major Harris.
Major Harris is gonna be in my show. I'm gonna just let it right out.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you, brother, for going to the Gold Caravan.
Going
into the Gold
Caravan.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, brother. You as well. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And Michael Lewis Ingram of Soul Radio is a Raw every Saturday morning before me. And we're going to end the show with Mr. Harris. And it's only, well, not only, but as big as it ever, Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Thank you.
Good night.